When this case first came to our attention, after the January 12th death of 26-year-old Robert Ethan Saylor of Newmarket in Frederick, Maryland, I was upset just listening to what were then the at least released facts about the acknowledged homicide, because that's what the coroner ruled his death as, a homicide of a 26-year-old Down syndrome man who was asphyxiated at that time. The cause of death was asphyxiated to death based upon the fact that he didn't want to leave the theater, that he was watching, had watched a movie, Zero Dark Thirty. And when the movie was over, he didn't want to leave. And he did have someone with him there, as we got phone calls later and got the facts from family members who knew what was going on. And instead of the theater management and the three off-duty, because they were off-duty at the time working as security agents, Frederick County Sheriff's Department folks, sheriff's deputies, instead of them, you know, negotiating it in a certain way, considering the 26-year-old man they were dealing with, they physically tried to restrain him and physically tried to remove him, leading to him being handcuffed and leading to his death. Well, the news today out now that disturbed me, and I wanted to get a chance to speak with it with one of the family attorneys and get their take on it, is that Robert Saylor basically died because he had anger issues and health problems. Not that it wasn't exacerbated, whatever his issues and problems were, by the confrontation of these off-duty police officers. Joining us right now is Sharon Krever Weisbaum, who's one of the attorneys for the Saylor family. How you doing, Attorney Weisbaum? Krever Weisbaum?
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I am doing great. When I saw one of the other attorneys involved in the case, his quotes in the piece or looking at the situation, all I could think to myself is I'm watching almost an attempt to blame Robert Saylor for what happened to him, as opposed to dealing with the fact that there was another way the sheriff's deputies could have handled the situation.
I agree with you. I do not understand why any of the sheriffs physically pulled Ethan out of the theater. There were other ways to deal with this situation. They did not have to touch him.
And then, attorney, when you look at the initial situation where the sheriff's deputies were not placed off duty, they were later on with pay, but weren't placed off duty, it was almost as if, you know, it was unavoidable what they did to Ethan. I remember they said it's really called him Ethan more than Robert, but to Ethan, when there were other options, there was someone there with him they could have worked with, correct?
Correct. There was a staff person who came back in. She tried to reason with people. From what we know right now, the manager and the police decided they were going to do it their way. And the manager of the movie theater, I mean, and the police, the sheriffs, the off-duty security guards at the time, decided to do it their way, which was to physically drag our client out of that theater. This was a death that should never have happened.
Well, let's talk about the anger issues part, because that's what got me angry, is the fact that they were suggesting that Robert Ethan Saylor had anger issues. And Attorney Espo, who is the other attorney with you, said, right, no, he did not appreciate being touched. But nobody does. I mean, whether you have Down syndrome or not, no one appreciates strangers touching them. It's just the characterization, Attorney Sharon Krever Weisbaum, that he somehow, his anger led to this.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that in a report from the medical examiners, that somehow there was a connection or a suggestion that Ethan had anger issues, and trying to take the focus off of what the police and the manager at the movie theater were doing to escalate the situation in a way that they didn't need to do. Ethan did not like to be touched. That's true. And in all of his 26 years, he had never been placed in any kind of hold or restraint, and certainly did not like and found it very disconcerting to be touched, dragged out of that movie theater.